Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:53 a.m. and that is Pacific Summer Time. And today is June 27th, and this is a replacement audio and video for yesterday. And I apologise for the inconvenience. I've been having terrible technical troubles with this computer. It is coming to the end of its useful life, I fear. So I'm waiting for my new one to arrive, and that should be within the next couple of days, and that should smoothen out any of the technical difficulties that I've been having. But I think a couple of things that really were worth highlighting yesterday was the big pullback that we had in gold. It, from what everything that I've seen, it was a fat finger trade. Two things that really stand out. One is the size of the pullback, which was about $20. Considering that this is a $1,250 commodity, $20 is not that big a move. But the volume was in excess of 1 million contracts. So this was a very large move in terms of volume, but not so much in price. And the fact that it didn't recoup all of the gain immediately would suggest that there isn't a massive well of demand below the market, and it really does have to push higher in order to confirm support in this area. I think when we look at the daily chart, well, then we get some additional guidance, because the most consistent thing about the trend in gold this year has been the progression of higher reaction lows, and it is now back in the region of where, if support is going to be found, then it's around this area that we would anticipate that it would find support above the May low. We are getting a little bit of upside in here today, but it needs to do more than that. It needs to at least break yesterday's high to break the short-term downward bias and confirm that demand is returning to dominance in here. Silver does not have that progression of higher reaction lows, neither does platinum for that matter. It has bounced, though, from the region of $16, and it bounced in a more off the low yesterday in a more emphatic fashion than gold did. So there is at least tacit evidence that we're getting some support coming in around the $16 area. But it does need to follow through on the upside to confirm demand returning to dominance in here. Then when we take a broader look at stock markets, when we look at the Nasdaq, for example, it was in negative territory yesterday. And I think that the most important thing that has happened in that market in the last month was that big drawdown we saw at the beginning of June. And that is the largest pullback we've seen in a year. So it's not altogether surprising that we're going to see the market pausing after such a big move. But I think it's also really important that shares like Google and Amazon, which I think meet every, which I think are iconic shares, have paused in the region of the psychological 1,000 level. Google was down a little bit in here today, but it was pulling back from 1,000 yesterday, probably in anticipation of that decision by the Europeans to fine the company. And Amazon, whoops, sorry. Amazon has also paused in the region of 1,000. It's and I think that considering that it has done so spectacularly well of late, that some pause and consolidation around this area is not altogether surprising. And the likelihood is that we are going to have some additional pause in this area. Now, if some of the shares that have done so spectacularly well from January until now are pausing, and when we look at others that are perhaps not quite as mega cap as Google and Amazon, then Tesla has also paused following what has been just a spectacular breakout from a very well-defined range. And but nobody has experienced any profit erosion. it is now just back at the peak it was at really just a couple of weeks ago. So the most likely scenario for some of these shares that have gone up in on in an almost vertical manner is that we do get some additional pause, but that holds out the prospect that we get a move on the upside, or at least a catch up in other shares. Certainly, there is evidence of rotation going on right now, and for example, the Nasdaq Biotech Index has surged higher over the last week, and that is completing an almost 18-month period of time where prices were incredibly inert, and that's something that really stands out on the chart, that we're getting this big breakout, and it would have to fail. It would have to sustain a move below 3,000 to question that this isn't a period of time where we can anticipate that biotech would be doing really quite a bit better. There was also news yesterday that both Apple and Amazon, excuse me, Apple and Alphabet are investing in autonomous vehicles, and both through rental car companies. So if we look at Avis Budget, then that has got all the way up towards the region of the trend mean, but wasn't able to hold that move. It's had a substantial drawdown over the last few years because these companies like Avis Budget and Hertz have been hollowed out by companies like, let me just get this one in here, by Uber and Lyft. So Hertz, for example, has pulled back from 120 to 10, and there was some evidence of it finding support yesterday, because I can't remember which one, whether it was Apple or Amazon, excuse me, Apple or Alphabet, had invested in, well, they'd leased some cars to test their autonomous programs. So I think, you know, these are still shares that are under a cloud, because despite the conniptions that the Uber board has gone through, it's not going to disappear, and that this ride sharing is a new phenomenon that is going to persist even if the individual companies run into trouble. But so that represents an existential threat to the I guess car rental business. But if we get autonomous vehicles, then the car ownership structure will probably change, and then all cars would probably be rented. So that then represents their redemption if they can manage to partner with some of these technological behemoths that are trying to bring this autonomous vehicle strategy to fruition. And of course, Uber is also doing that. In fact, Uber's only real route to profitability is autonomy. The only way that they can maintain their pricing structure, such as it is to do away with the driver entirely. And you know, from the Uber drivers that I've spoken with, not many of them seem to realize that. So there is certainly, I think that this is a sector that has the potential to bounce, but it is probably one that has still got a lot of risk attached to it, and so therefore does not qualify as the most attractive contestant in the beauty contest. And that was also something that I was interested in with regard to oil. Oil prices have found at least short-term support. They are now testing the progression of lower rally highs since the end of May, and that is a big question. Is this an important low? We're back in the region of $45, and that is the area from which we saw some pretty significant rallies back in September and November. If it is indeed the low, then it's going to have to follow through on the upside. It is now just testing that progression of lower rally highs, And this is not enough to really confirm that we're back in a demand-dominated environment, and not least because it has taken four sessions to rally a dollar, whereas when we've seen bounces from this level previously, then we've had clear upward dynamics, really emphatic moves on the upside, and there just has been a dearth of those so far. So I don't think that there's a large degree of confidence in the market that this is the low for this move. But I think it is also worth looking at the medium-term chart, because this has been an incredibly whippy market and has been very difficult to make money. It certainly does not qualify as the most beautiful contestant in the beauty contest. This is a trader's environment. This is something that has been really quite volatile. It is oversold in the short term. I think it is increasingly likely that we are going to get a bounce, but because it is so volatile, then this is something that is, I think, not really an attractive opportunity from an investor's perspective, but rather a very short-term trader's perspective. I think people will start to be to salivate at these levels, but in the absence of a clear upward dynamic, then one would have to be rather liquid in order to participate. If we look at the bond markets, then U.S. Treasuries have continue to sustain this move above 155. Now they are a bit weaker in here today, but the most important thing is that they've broken back above the 200-day moving average. They've broken up out of what has been a more than 6 month range, and as long as it is holding the move above the trend mean, we'd have to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. That would suggest that the bond market is not yet willing to give the benefit of the doubt to the Fed's opinion that deflationary influences are transitory. And as long as it is trading above the trend mean, then this remains a bond market that is skewed towards a deflationary outcome. And so there is a big question then about what stock markets are likely to do, because the bond market is betting that the Fed's process of raising interest rates is going to be rather moderate, and that they have said that they want to reduce the size of their balance sheet, but that is going to be very, very modest indeed. We've been in a liquidity-fueled advance for well since 2009, and that feels like kind of a long time ago, but the wall of liquidity remains very much in place, and that's a backstop to asset prices. I think that when we look at the S&P 500, it has been incredibly inert, and it is likely that it is going to go back down and test the lower side of its range. But and the I think the worst case scenario still is a reversion towards the mean, and the fact that it has been going sideways is at least partially unwinding that overbought condition relative to the trend mean. Against that background, where you have a risk of mean reversion on Wall Street, there's an increasing number of globally significant markets breaking on the upside. So, for example, the Europe Stocks Index, which includes the UK and Switzerland and Norway, Sweden, Denmark, is coming up towards this 400 level, and that is the upper side of a 17-year range. So it's looking increasingly likely that it will be able to sustain a move on the upside, but that because it has raced to get to this level, that we may get some pause and consolidation before it breaks on the upside, and that would fit in with the kind of action that we're seeing on Wall Street, which has been leading. It is, I think, also interesting that the Euro Stocks Index has broken above the high from earlier this year. So it is just about at above the 2015 high, excuse me. But There is also the risk here of some pause in consolidation and a process of mean reversion, which on this index would be about a 20-point pullback. If we look into the Asian markets, then Taiwan has sustained a move above 10,000 for the first time since 1991. And that is a really quite important change. And as long as it is holding the majority of that advance, then we'd have to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Despite the fact that there is increasing tension on the Korean Peninsula, the South Korean index has pushed on to new all-time highs and has completed a 6-year range in just the last few weeks, well, I guess the last 2 months. So this is quite a clear change. And the Nikkei is pausing around this 20,000 level. It has failed at 20,000 on a number of occasions since 1992. So if it can sustain a move above 20,000, then we're back in bull market territory. So with all of these indices breaking up out of really rather lengthy ranges, and India has also, of course, done the same thing in relatively recently. That would suggest that the economic activity that and also the role of liquidity in inflating asset prices is still intact, and that the most likely scenario is that we are in for a process of mean reversion rather than a significant top. And I think that that is perhaps the most important thing that or the lesson that was quite evident from markets yesterday.